cameras to be installed at strategic points in northern France to prevent illegal migrant crossings. By Chris Tomlinson on February 12, 2022. At the expense of the British taxpayer, a number of cameras are set to be installed across the northern French coast at strategic points in order to help prevent illegal crossings of the English Channel. The cameras will be installed in various points along the coast in the Pas-de-Calais region, which stretches from the city of Dunkirk to the Bay of the Somme, with at least 20 municipalities applying for funds to set up cameras in their areas. At the beginning of March, the specific projects will be sent to local authorities to enable them to mobilize British funds by 31st of March at the latest, the Pas-de-Calais prefecture said, broadcaster BFM TV reports. French authorities are still determining how the data from the cameras will be shared and used by French police and gendarmerie services. Yet, despite paying for the cameras, the British authorities will not have access to the footage. Mayor Laurence Prouvot of the town of Vicent near Calais said that the cameras were more sophisticated than CCTV cameras currently used in his municipality and were equipped with four heads. Mayor of Audressels Antoine Benoit has agreed to have five of the cameras installed and stated that he welcomed the help to combat illegal migration and people trafficking. The move comes nearly 3 years after the French government deployed drones to monitor the English Channel in the Pas-de-Calais region to work with on-the-ground patrols and helicopters to spot illegal migrant crossing attempts. In the city of Calais, one of the central hubs for illegal migrants in the region, a group of pro-migrant activists have illegally occupied local buildings in order to provide shelter for homeless illegal migrants. Since Tuesday, the group, Calais Housing for All, claim that they have been under siege by police who have refused to allow people and supplies into the occupied building, which houses around 40 apartments, according to the European Union-funded website Info Migrants. According to the website, such protests in Calais are rare in recent years but were more commonplace before 2014 when migrants were ordered to leave squats in the city that housed several hundred people. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.